For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled a bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses, and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the inn, he espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." And the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, "What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these 3 times? Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head, and fell flat on his face. And the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed them up together with Korah, when that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. And what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession, in the midst of all Israel. And they tarried till they were ashamed, and behold, he opened not the doors of the parlor. Therefore they took a key and opened them, and behold, their lord was fallen down dead on the earth. And he said unto her, "Give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." And she opened a bottle of milk, and gave him drink, and covered him. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes, and said, "Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." And she said unto him, "My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth, forasmuch as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies, even of the children of Ammon." And her lord arose up in the morning, and opened the doors of the house, and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see." And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the dogs shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door, and fled. And he said, "Open the window eastward," and he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot," and he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou have consumed them." Then Menahem smote Tipsah, and all that were therein, and the coast thereof from Tirzah. Because they opened not to him, therefore he smote it. And all the women therein that were with child, he ripped up. He in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and repaired them. And I said unto them, Let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them. And appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set I at the gates, that there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveller. Behold, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue hath spoken in my mouth. Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Though he had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, he opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. And my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from that time that thine ear was not opened, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and wast called a transgressor from the womb. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. But, O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous, and seest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause. The Lord hath opened his armory, and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation, for this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. All thine enemies have opened their mouth against thee. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, We have swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we looked for. We have found, we have seen it. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said, Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and hast opened thy feet to every one that passed by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. In that day shall thy mouth be opened to him which is escaped, and thou shalt speak, and be no more dumb, and thou shalt be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Now the hand of the Lord was upon me in the evening, afore he that was escaped came, and had opened my mouth until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was opened, and I was no more dumb. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. Then said the Lord unto me, This gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it. Because the Lord, the God of Israel, hath entered in by it, therefore it shall be shut. Thus saith the Lord God, The gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. The gates of the rivers shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying unto you, Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you? And Jesus straitly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee. They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had slept arose, and came up. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus, also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, And I say unto you, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. Then said they to him again, What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? The man answered and said unto them, Why herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Since the world began was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down and prayed. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been, a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and every one's bands were loosed. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And when he'd opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And when he'd opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And when he'd opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, Come and see. And when he'd opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works,